Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Feel the silent crumble. I was just chatting with Alex. You know, it's great to be broadcasting with Alex side by side. Alex is an engineer at the Genesis Communications Network. And he's been there for quite a while, and he engineered for USA Prepares, and then the schedule changed, and he was assigned other duties. And here he is back. He is sitting in Jason's seat today. Thank you for engineering today, Alex. It's wonderful being with you. Class, I'm really excited. It's a wonderful day. I am delighted to be introducing to you your newest instructor. And this gentleman is someone that I've known for years. He and his family came to the meetups. They spent some time with us. They've been to our farm. And we got a chance to visit his place. We've talked over the years on the telephone. And he literally made the jump. Jumped off the corporate ladder. His wife jumped off the corporate ladder. They bought a farm. They are now living the American dream of 24 hours of nonstop hard work. Welcome, Brandon.
Hey, Vince.
Did I say that right? The American dream of 24 hours a day of hard work.
And then some, if you can find any extra hours to stick it into.
Yeah. So, Brandon, I got to ask you. You had a wonderful job. Your wife had a wonderful job. You're a young couple. You've got some children. And, you know, you were living the traditional American dream, getting up, going to work, getting paid, coming home. You could shut off work, you know, on the way home, you know, on the drive home. You had it all. Benefits, everything, right? Same with your wife. Both had excellent positions in the corporate world, and you jumped off. What happened?
To be honest, the realization that when you're working for someone else, you do what they say and what they tell you to do, and you're no longer your own self for however long you rented yourself out each day. And so we decided that it would probably be a lot better off if we started thinking about other opportunities. And so we started growing berries while we were still working the corporate ladder, and things went from there.
I wrote that down. Rented yourself out each day. What a great way of describing the typical American's life, you know, before COVID, before the pandemic, before the genocide. Okay, so Brandon, can you describe what you're doing? I mean, you literally are in charge of your own destiny. If you don't feel like getting up in the morning, you don't get up in the morning. But, you know, there's a price to pay for that. Can you describe what that's like, what your life is like now that you have bought a farm?
Well, like you said, you know, how do you take the leap off the cliff? And so once you've done that, first thing I guess you do is you ask for help. And once you've asked for some help, you have a talk with, you know, your maker. And you let them know that you're willing to put 100% in as long as there's a good path. And so that's what you do. You do what you do each day, and you hope you get where you need to go.
So did you and your wife have a long-term plan, or did you just have, you know, a vision and just pursue the vision?
Well, after we'd been gardeners, and we did probably about a 3/4 acre garden every year, and we were just, you know, working, like you said, at corporate places. And once that finally got to a point that we realized we might have something with the gardening and everything, after running into you and listening to you for quite a little while, you gave us that confidence to know, hey, anyone can start a business. And once you've done that, once you start a business, you no longer are someone else's employee. You, like you said, you grab the reins and you drive the horse the direction you want to go. And so once you've done that, which is the scariest part, everything else from there doesn't matter. I mean, every day is going to be better because you made it better the day before. And so you don't have anything to worry about as much anymore. As long as you're trying hard each day, that's all that matters, because most of a person's labor is absorbed by other people. So if you can absorb your own labor, then at the end of the day, you've put yourself forward a lot more than most people realize, because when you're giving your labor and your time out to someone else, then you no longer get to benefit from those rewards, they do. And so that changes the equation quickly.
So the way I would explain that to my students over the years is, I'll just pick a number, $10. So if an employer pays you $10 per hour, let's say, they're thinking, okay, I've got $10 in this employee, this person, I got to get more than that out of them. So they put $10 into you, but they want like $50 out. Whereas if you put your own time and effort in, you could get all of your effort back out, except for, you know, the taxes. But then again, taxes can be reduced by owning your own business. So I have said to the class over the years, if you think about all the people you know, and class, you know people I don't know, because I don't even know, you know, all of the class. So if you think about all the people you know, who's better off? People who are in business for themselves or people who have a job working for somebody else? Who is actually better off? I'm talking about overall better off. Okay. And Brandon, how would you answer that question?
Well, anyone that does have a business, yeah, it changes your life. And the one thing I would really say is, when you don't know information, then you just don't know. But if you find someone that knows and you hear the possibilities, then you can no longer say, well, I didn't know. You've already made a conscious choice not to start that business or not to do the thing you love or not to follow your passion. And once you've made that conscious choice, then it's all on you where you end up in the end. Because once you make the conscious choice to have a business, then you start to understand what the wealthiest people in this country throughout history have enjoyed. Now it's the average person's turn to have a little taste of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And class, that's what Brandon's doing. That's what we're doing here at the farm. It's not easy. I don't want you to think that, you know, it's a life of lying in the sun by the pool and sipping margaritas. It's not like that at all. It's work. And I know a man who said that he feels really blessed. And the harder he works, the more he's blessed. And, you know, that's another way of looking at it. Now, I'm not talking about work. I'm talking about this guy was in business for himself. And there's a real reward. There's a real feeling of achievement and accomplishment. Now, for example, this morning before class, I went out to the garden. And the evening before, I bought some straw, 6 bales of straw, because the sun is so hot that it's killing our tomato plants and our pepper plants and everything else in the garden. So I bought the straw, backed the truck near the garden, and while I was doing something else, Mrs. Finelli and our son grabbed the bales and spread them around on the garden. Then I saw that and I thought, that's great, so I'll just take the garden hose and put it under the plastic so I can water the plants, not from the leaves, but from the roots. And I watered under the plastic that is keeping the moisture in the ground for the plants. So, you know, we're each doing parts, But the whole is a whole bunch better because we're all working together. So, Brandon, you have some children, you have a wife, and you're there. Is that what you're doing? Are you all working together in concert for the greater good of the farm and your family?
To say it lightly, that'll be the only way we are going to survive. And I think that's the only way most people will survive, because that's how it used to be done, and we've prospered. But now most families don't act as a family unit. They spread apart from each other as fast as they can, especially when the kids get older and stuff. And so because of that, you've taken the labor that whole family can produce, and you've broken it into individual labor chunks. And by doing that, you've taken everyone's prosperity away, and each person's going to work hard, but they're going to struggle. But if everyone's struggling together and they're putting their resources together, then it changes the game.
You know, when we buy something for the farm, it's a family decision. It literally is. Even if it's $2, $3.
Amen. That's how we are.
Yeah. For example, should we buy ketchup? And I'm not exaggerating, class. I'm not exaggerating, because ketchup from Sam's Club might be $6. You know, if you have it shipped to you and you have free shipping from them, you have to buy, you know, three bottles of it, or three plastic jugs of it, and it's $6. But are we better off doing that, or are we better off with some diesel fuel? Or are we better off with some diesel engine oil? Are we better off with some grease? What is the best use of that $6? Because what you experience when you have a family business is constrained optimization. So what you've got, there's some constraints, and money is certainly a big one of those constraints. Time's another constraint. Labor is another constraint. Tools, equipment, those are all constraints. So how can you make the best with what you have? And do you spend a little bit more money and buy some more tools to make it a little easier, and so you can go a little faster and get more done? Or do you save that money and use it for something else? So that's what life is like here at our farm. Brendan, what are your thoughts?
That's precisely the way it is. In fact, one of the easiest ones I could explain would be fertilizer this year. You know, with the cost of fuel and fertilizer, you have to make critical decisions. Do you feed the plants, or do you keep the weeds away from the plants by mowing and stuff? It's that balancing act of trying to find the right middle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Brandon, looking back, you've been working on this for years. So you have a farm. And do you want to say what you grow on the farm or not?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. We grow berries. We have several different varieties of berries on the farm. And one of the reasons we chose berries versus fruit trees per se is that berries give you more chances for success versus fruit. You have one chance usually in the early spring. If your blooms aren't perfect, if pollination isn't perfect, well, then you're done for that year. Versus berries, if you have a small little tweak in the weather or something, you have more time to ride it out and achieve a chance of the crop.
Mm-hmm. So what you're doing is minimizing your risk. Class, there is this misconception about entrepreneurs that they're risk takers. Gamblers are risk takers. Entrepreneurs are not gamblers. Entrepreneurs are people who look at risk and really don't like it. So they want to minimize their risk in every way possible. And you just heard Brandon's example of minimizing the risk of a total failure by going with berries rather than fruit trees. We're going to talk more about his leap off the corporate ladder when we come back.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself.
To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I was talking with Alex during the break about passion, and you know, it's really important to be passionate. And you know, class, you can hear in Brandon's voice that he doesn't work a day in his life. I mean, he's having fun all the time. Now, it's not easy sometimes that you really perspire, and you learn new things. For example, he's learning how to maintain a tractor and a bush hog or a brush hog mower, and he's putting in drip irrigation systems, things he's never done before. And he's learning, and he's researching, and he's doing it. And then at the end of the day, you know, even though his back hurts, even though his wife's back hurts, even though the children are sore and sunburned, there's a sense of accomplishment and pride. Brandon, did I say that correctly?
Yes, you did. Yes, it's a lot of hard work. In fact, sometimes you think it's time to get ready to go to bed, and then all of a sudden we end up getting a ding letting us know that we have a camper coming or something, and it's 10 o'clock or midnight, and you go down and you meet them.
Yeah, with a smile on your face.
Right? Oh, yes, because I'm happy to see them because, you know, it gives me a chance to explain the berries to them and open them up to a different world that most people didn't realize existed with some of the berries that we carry.
Mm-hmm. Would you want to talk about your visitors, or is that something you don't want to do?
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay. So you get messages all day long that people want to come see you. What's that all about? What do you do?
We're a U-Pick Berry Farm, so we allow people to make appointments and they can come out and pick the berries. And then we, because you said about the risk and diversifying a little bit, after listening to several of your presentations on starting a business and finding the things you love to do and turn them into your real life, you know, future, one of the things was berries. And then my wife, which love her to death, she started realizing, hey, we're not going to get a crop of berries for years because they, you know, it's an investment. So she started us along the product line where she started making lip balm with some of the essence of the berries. And then that continued to move on out, and we had more and more people come into the farm. And over time, we went to handmade by soap and quite a few other products. And then to diversify even more, we had so many people coming and picking berries with their family that they said they would like to stay. It would be nice if we could make it stay and just start a little fire somewhere. And so that kind of opened up the third part of the business, which was the camping.
So you have a product line that you sell. It's available on the internet, lip balm, soaps, handmade, your recipes, and tried and true. And then you have campers that come. And what is that like, Brandon? When how does that work? You have a farm. What do they do, and what do you do?
Well, we have a farm, and when I started doing the research, like you talk about, no one wants to take risks without, you know, checking first. And so I had to do a lot of research, and I tried finding out, you know, how would that work. And we get blessed with the state of Missouri. They give you an agricultural exemption that as long as you're agritourism and allow people to come onto your farm, such as hay rides or things like incline where you're riding horses around or getting taught lessons, they give an exemption that helps if someone was to come onto your property and get hurt. And in the state of Missouri, you're not liable as long as they were participating in the agritourism destination event. And so it's been neat meeting people from around the country that are traveling for different reasons. And a lot of them spend time here. And once they realize how beautiful it is, they always tell us that, but we've always taken that for granted because it's what we've always known. And once people start telling you that, it's an amazing sense of pride.
Yeah. And literally what happens is these are people who just can't wait to come see rural Missouri. They're just delighted because they're leaving behind the opposite of rural Missouri, where it's peaceful and it's quiet and the air is cleaner and there's less noise and you can see the stars better. Yeah, they want to see that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly 40% of law enforcement agencies, including the NYPD and Los Angeles Police Department, failed to report their 2021 crime data to the FBI. That will result in more difficulty tracking crime in America. A string of troubling inflation reports in recent days is likely to lead Federal Reserve officials to consider surprising markets with a larger-than-expected 0.75 percentage point interest rate increase at their meeting this week. Before officials began their pre-meeting quiet period on June 4th, they had signaled that they were prepared to raise interest rates about a half percentage point, and then again in July. But the market's deteriorating faster than expected. Tougher decisions may come sooner than later. President Clinton's Treasury Secretary, Lawrence Summers, on Bloomberg.
It's pretty clear that peak inflation theory, like transitory inflation theory, is kind of wrong.
USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Elon Musk is set to participate in an all-hands meeting with Twitter employees on Thursday. It will be the first time the billionaire has spoken directly to the company's workforce since he began his takeover in April. Twitter CEO announced the meeting in an email to staffers on Monday, saying they could submit questions for Mr. Musk in advance. Primary elections are taking place today in Maine, North Dakota, South Carolina, and Nevada. In the Silver State, it's mostly Republican, with the exception of Las Vegas and Clark County. It leans Democrat, and because of that, the state has been blue for years. Trump-endorsed and Senate candidate Republican Adam Laxalt says Nevada is not a blue state and will flip red.
Well, there was a poll that was released the day after the one you just put on the screen that said it was 26 points, and that internal that he claims to have was never released to the public. So I think that's about all I have to say about that. We feel very strong. We've run a great race, and we've got incredible support across the state. And I'll tell you, this last week, we went into nearly every community across the state. And the enthusiasm for us and for Republicans to flip our state, I've never seen anything like it.
Nevada Senate candidate Adam Laxalt on Newsmax overnight. The best-of-seven Stanley Cup championship games begins tomorrow night. Tampa Bay Lightning at the Colorado Avalanche. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
I'm delighted to be discussing this with Brandon because, Brandon, you literally evaluated your position, thought about the potential of buying a farm and doing it. Now, you mentioned that it was a little concerning. You didn't use those exact words. What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Well, when you first start a business, the fear of the unknown is the scariest thing in the world. And, you know, that's the peace of mind that you ended up helping giving us. We didn't know what moves to take to ever try to start a business. And so it's really, it's always concerning and worrying. What would you do? How do you do it? By not knowing. There's not a rule book or a guide that they want to give you except for the, you know, publication 17. And so that's the rule book, the guide, and that's your helpful hints. And from there, you've just got to learn how to interpret that. And once you've done that, which that's what you helped us learn how to do, then you've got unlimited opportunities. The only limit is going to be your imagination. And the reason I kind of say that is because now from the product line of handmade natural products, such as handmade blended makeups and different things like that, we ended up moving into the camping and stuff. Well, my wife also does leather work. She makes earrings. She draws really well, so she draws on 30-year-old berry baskets that we were able to find. So we do a little bit of everything. She does some woodworking and stuff. We do as much as we can. So it's scary not knowing at first, but once you learn that anything you like to do, you can turn that into a business and a real life, then it gives you empowerment and opportunity that you never thought you could have.
Mm-hmm. You know, Brandon, when I was growing up, the years when I was in school, formal training, like elementary school, high school, and so forth, my dad said, so Vin, the plan is you work really hard in school so you can get a good job and work really hard and, you know, can rise through the ranks and, you know, ultimately become a boss, you know. So basically work hard in school, get that job, work hard 40 hours a week so you can become the boss, and work hard 60 hours a week. And, you know, that's kind of the American thing. You'll have security. And I remember saying to my dad, Dad, IBM just laid off 15,000 people on Friday. and, you know, that was in the 70s. And that's what was happening. So what my dad knew as security back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, started disappearing in the 70s. And I used to think that having a job was security. But actually, having a job is no security because you can be fired, laid off, canned at a moment's notice. Whereas if you're working for yourself, it doesn't occur to you that you can be fired or canned or laid off because you're in charge of you. And I haven't had a job since the last time I worked at a bank or, you know, where they told me what to do and when to be there and all that kind of stuff. It was 1989. That's the last time I had that. Now, I did work for a school system where I was a teacher, but I did my own thing. I mean, I was kind of like a loose cannon. So it wasn't like I really had a job, but I did my own thing. I was an entrepreneur within the school system. But in terms of security, I have, even though there are challenges, economic challenges 24 hours a day here at the farm, I don't think that I'm in charge. I mean, I'm literally in charge of my life. I'm literally in charge of what I do. If I want to work in the sun, I work in the sun. If I don't want to do it, I don't do it. I do something else. And that is, it's freedom. We're literally trading freedom for having a paycheck that might be there, you know, each week until it's not there anymore. Is that how you see it as well, Brandon?
Oh, that's exactly how we ended up seeing it. You know, each day we were usually gone between 10 and 13 hours a day. And by the time you get home, you get everything settled. You have no time for yourself to do anything to move your personal life forward. And so the only thing you have at the end of that week is this, that check. And it doesn't go real far. And so then by then you're looking going, well, my whole life's gone another week and I don't really have anything to show for it. So by learning the publications from the IRS and then understanding that, yes, it's scary, but once you've done it, it changes your life forever and actually gives you a life. Instead of your minutes being gone, you now have a chance to create your own destiny.
So literally, if you look at it as a 24-hour clock, typically, class, you're at work 8 hours, and you sleep 8 hours. That leaves 8 hours for you. Now, of the 8 hours that's for you, that's one-third of your Monday through Friday week. So you get to keep one-third of the 24 hours for yourself. But of that 8 hours that's for you, probably an hour is going to work, and probably an hour is coming home from work, and probably an hour is getting ready to go to work, and an hour is unwinding. So now you only have half of that 8 hours, which really means you only have 4 hours a day for you. 4 out of 24. That's crazy.
And then by the time you've cleaned your house, you've taken your shower, you've eaten your dinner and prepared it and everything, it's bedtime, and you don't get any of your 8 hours downtime. It's gone.
Right, right. So if you have a business, you have it all. You get it all. And that's what we do, and that's what you do.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as, you know, if anyone's been listening for quite a while, anything you want to do or that you already do in your life, you can turn that into a business. Just think about it a little bit, put the proper angles on it to decide how would you move it, how would you make it. The easiest thing now with the internet, and I'm not a super tech person, but the internet allows you to have access to people that you would never have access to. So now you can take earrings or something you whittled with wood, whatever it may be, then you can take those items, put them, take a small picture, or if you don't have a picture availability, then you can also sell them in person in other ways. But with taking the picture, putting it online, now it's selling for you 24/7 while you do the other things you need to do in your life. And then when you make that sale, you be thankful for what you've been able to do, and then you do it again and again and again.
Do you get the impression that people who visit you, whether it be on the phone or in person, who spend time with you, really like your lifestyle?
We've been told that we're inspirations and quite a few things like that. But for us, it's just everyday life for us. So it's kind of neat and a little weird to hear someone say that, you know, the way we live or the composting and everything that ends up being done, they really love it. We actually have a blackberry that puts on 2 crops a year. And so that means you have to prune them twice a year. Well, you have a lot of extra leftovers. And so with those leftovers, we take them and we break them up, and then we take them to the campsite, and they can be burnt as kindling to start their fires. And so now there's no waste at all, and it helps beautify the fields by getting the dead canes out of there. And so it's kind of a revolving circle. And then we'll take the ash from most of those fire pits, and we're going to compost that ash down. And as we do with extra hay that's normally rotted from farmers they can't use, we're going to turn that into a bio that we can use on the plant.
And you mentioned Publication 17. Would you like to just share a little bit of what that means to you?
That is the know-all game plan book that the rich and elite have used to get where they're at, which in America, if you've made your money, a lot of corporations make their money in ways that me and my wife did not agree with. So a lot of companies make their money because of those rules in that publication. And once you learn those and you understand that you're doing nothing wrong, then do it. Because if you're not doing anything wrong and the rules say it's okay to do, that's how you make your money. That's how you continue to get ahead. And a lot of people don't understand, once you learn the rules, because they're not taught in school, any way, shape, or form, they don't want you to learn the rules, because if everybody started their own business, they'd have nobody that they could make money off of. And so for us, we wanted an ethical line that would make it to where if you order from us, you never get the exact product you order. You will always get more than that, because if you've bought from us, you're our targeted client, and so because of that, we're going to give you extras to let you try other things just so that you know what we're about and that the products themselves. And so that way we're not wasting money on advertisement that goes nowhere. We're targeting our exact client, and that's what really makes us a little different, because you're never going to get what you order from us.
You're always going to get more. And what Brandon's talking about, Class, is Publication 17, and you can get that from the IRS. You can just type in PUB, P-U-B, as in a shorthand for publication, space 1-7, as in 17. PUB, space the number 1-7. And you'll find out that it'll take you to IRS.gov, and that is the condensed rule book for filing your taxes. And in that, it used to be about 100 pages. I guess it's closer to 300 now. You'll find a section on home businesses or business use of the home. And you'll find out that if you have a business such as we have here at our farm, and I'll use me as an example, our farm, we have dedicated parts of the house, the farmhouse, that are used for the business. Well, that's a tax deduction. So let's say it costs, and I'm just going to pick a number out of, a couple numbers out of the air. Let's say it costs us $1,000 for a mortgage payment and heat and electricity. It doesn't, but let's say it did, and that would be like a typical suburban home, for example, or even a city home. And if you had 10 rooms and it cost $1,000 a month and one of those rooms was used exclusively for the business, you could deduct one room of those 10 rooms or $100 a month on your taxes. And if you use two rooms, it would be 20%. So these are explained in Publication 17. It's the rule book. It's their rule book, the IRS's rule book. The government, we'll call it the government rule book. And if you play by the rules, you'll know what you're doing. But if you have someone else prepare your taxes for you, you will not have read the rule book. Now, no baseball player, minor or major league, plays on the field without knowing the rules. So why should you play in the game of life without knowing the financial rules? It makes no sense whatsoever. You need to get Publication
17. And I find it
17.
Very funny. That's, yeah.
We'll be right
I'm
back.
Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Alex Engineering and Brandon. Brandon, so you're living just a wonderful life, and you're in charge of your own destiny. Can you share how we met so the class knows?
I had a friend who had found you on the radio and had been listening for quite a while when you were on the AM in Springfield. And he had me tune in one day, and I listened, and I thought, well, everything he's saying makes sense, especially when you're talking about the businesses and you could always have a business. And so we stopped in at one of those meetings and the meetups that you used to perform in town. And we got to know you from there.
Right. And you came to the farm. Brandon, so as you've listened, you're one of the few people who's been to our farm, visited our farm. Do we, and this is for the benefit of the class who has not been to the farm, do we actually do what we say on the air? I mean, the things that we talk about, have you seen concrete examples that we do what we say we do?
Like I told my oldest, you are one of the only people that I know that is honorable enough to do the things he says and isn't just full of wind and air. Most people will say or do things that, or promise to do things that they don't even intend to follow through on. People and their word is a dying thing these days, and you actually possess it. So everything that you tell on the air is the straightforward truth, and it really makes a difference if you listen and let that information in. It will change your life.
I was talking with Alex during the break, and we're talking about the kind of radio that we do here. And he was indicating that it's pretty interesting. We could be background noise, but we're not. And that it takes more effort to be a student at USA Prepares on the radio than it does to listen to many other programs. I'm not talking about Genesis Communications Network. I'm just talking about radio in general. You could have it on and have it be background noise, and you don't even have to pay attention to it. But the kind of things that we talk about, you actually have to listen and pay attention to way more than background noise. Otherwise, you won't be able to deploy, implement, and do the things that we mention if a person chooses to do that. So, for example, in today's class, you taught people that you're a guy, head of household, with your wife and children. You decided that you were going to buy a farm and become a farmer and make it work and change your life. You decided you were going to do that. Now, if we were background noise and you didn't pay attention, you wouldn't have enough information to do that. And you probably wouldn't do that because it would just go in one ear and out the other. But you listened and you learned and you did your own research and followed up and decided that you could make your own decisions and control your own life. And Brandon, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I went to my 25th high school reunion. And that's the only one I've been to. And they took an I missed my 45th. They took an informal vote at and I went to a school that was for it was an all boys Jesuit taught school. And they took an informal vote as to who was the most successful. Now, some of the guys, you know, were doctors and lawyers and, you know, heads of corporations. And I mean, multi millionaires. And I was a farmer when I went. And they took this informal vote and they voted me as the most successful of the entire class of 180 something boys. And the reason was not what you would think. The reason was they were not in charge of their lives. They had these high maintenance wives, you know, who liked the jet set and liked, you know, the fancy lifestyle and clothes and jewelry and clothes and vacations and, you know, and their children were the same. And if they didn't keep funding that lifestyle, they'd lose their family. Others had corporations, and if they didn't go to work every day to manage their corporations, their employees would steal from them. So they had lost control of their lives because of how much money they made, and they were not in control of their lives. And they looked at me, and I could do whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted, if I wanted. And they thought that that freedom was the most important thing, way more important than money. That was them voting. I didn't say, y'all vote for me. I didn't even know there was a contest. Brandon, and do you think that people look at you the same way, that you have total freedom?
I hope they do. They can see it in happiness.
Yeah, yeah. And Brandon, I just want to thank you for being my instructor, my teacher, my sensei regarding camping. I appreciate what you've done, and we are going to be renting out camping spaces here at the farm starting within the next 2 weeks. And the holdup is the hay. But right now we're cutting, baling, raking hay, and as soon as we're done with that, campers are going to start showing up. And thank you for teaching me how to do that. Brandon, thank you for joining
the faculty. People are going to love.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.